The views expressed here within the programs and chats do not necessarily represent the views of LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to LiveParanormal.com's Halloween special. My name's Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. The other one, Rob Zarek. Come on in, Rob.
Hey, everybody. I hope everyone's having a good Halloween.
An awesome Halloween. A haunted Halloween.
As it should be.
Yes, it should.
Well, I'm super excited for tonight's special Live Paranormal Halloween show. You know, we have a lot going on.
We do. We've been very, very busy, and I love it.
Well, and on top of everything else, our special is coming live from a very haunted location, the Grand Midway Hotel in Windber, Pennsylvania.
This place is off the chain. I love it.
We have captured some amazing evidence, and the night's young.
That's right. Plenty more, I'm sure, to discover.
Yeah, I was going to say, and so are we, or so am I, but that would be a lie.
True.
No, and tonight's show, I think, is super special because it's not just our, you know, our podcasts on Halloween are always top-notch. But this is also to talk about a very special collaboration we did with Corey Feldman and Jameson Vumander, the Frog Brothers.
Yes.
You know, they're going out and doing their Frog Brother adventures, and we were lucky enough to be featured on their first episode, and we took them out to Gettysburg, to the Farnsworth House Inn, and I can't wait for everyone to see what happened.
I know. It was definitely an awesome evening, and I think everyone definitely needs to go check it out. They can check it on our Live Paranormal YouTube channel under our featured collaborations, or they can head over to Corey Feldman's YouTube channel. But be sure, no matter which one, you check it out because it's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. I think it's super awesome. But I think what we should do is start the night off by immediately just jumping into it and bringing in Jameson Newlander.
Hello.
There we go.
Wow.
It's us. We're having a moment. How are you?
Good. Sorry this is all big, all these unknowns. I hate unknowns.
That's how we roll.
We deal in the unknown, so it worked out really well.
Actually, you're right. You're right. Maybe this is all Jenny Wade, like, you know, orchestrating this.
It's a Jenny Wade thing.
it could be. So it's been a while since we talked to you.
Yeah, didn't I find your show, like, what was it, like, sometime, like, I don't know, like, forever ago, but it was, like, within the last year.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was.
Hot yoga.
I think, yeah, we talked, you were
right,
standing outside
yoga,
your hot yoga class.
Right.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you? You still doing it?
You know how these things go. It's like, you think, like, oh, my God, I can't believe, I can never live without this. And then, like, you don't go one class, and then all of a sudden you're out of the groove, and then you don't go ever again.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if that happens to you. But, I mean, I do want to get back to hot yoga. It kind of, you know, the quarantine kind of put a damper on hot yoga. It's not a great place to go for keeping germs to yourself.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah. That makes sense.
I've never had that happen to myself with hot yoga, so I cannot relate. But
right.
Because you've never hot yoga.
I've never hot yoga. I don't know if that's an actual terminology.
It is.
We're gonna roll with it.
You guys.
Outside of
hot yoga, once lockdown is done.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I'm gonna give you the number of my guy. Call my guy, my yoga guy. No, I'm kidding.
It can turn into a shameless hot yoga plug.
Yeah.
Gonna... Right. Like a seller of hot yoga.
Right.
Which is just forget about the segment where we all did
together.
Dealer? I don't know.
I think so.
So as I was telling Nick, and you probably heard, this is great because mm-hmm. we usually do live radio, and we're actually streaming this live on TikTok. But since we're going to wrap this up and cut it for our Halloween special, there's room for a little error. So if we do not like the hot yoga talk, we can always omit that. No,
right.
We don't have to have the hot yoga.
Nice, yeah.
Or we could.
Let's see. I mean, I thought it was good.
I did. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I think it was a little slow, but we kind of brought it back in.
Hey, you know, it's your show. You know how to reach your audience. You know what they need. Your audience says probably wants stuff like blistering. You know, they need, right?
We've never tested out our demographics for hot yoga. I mean, we should probably have.
We should probably get into that.
Yeah,
there's probably
that's an oversight. I think that's an oversight.
It was, when a glaring issue that we didn't think of until now.
Right.
So right now.
Yeah.
So, by the way, to the subject at hand, of our ghost hunting, isn't that cool? Like, is that all of a sudden it's like we just did this thing and all of a sudden it's on.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I had to really question how we put it together to the fact that, you had a little bit of an issue with your stomach, and that seemed to play like the majority of the episode. And so I was concerned. I was concerned how that was going to come about. And I think the lighthearted banter and the back and forth and the fact that you were okay with kind of being the fall guy and a little bit of humor, it made it good.
Yeah.
It gave it a little extra element that we normally have.
Right, totally. It's like, it wasn't my choice, to be in that situation, but, you might as well laugh at yourself, I mean, what am I going to do, be like all mad about it,
Right. True.
Well, and like we talked about before, I'm curious to see if that was just you being extremely nervous, because that even makes it better. And so the next time you go out, we'll have to see if you get a bad stomach again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would
you can
be,
just be like
that's gonna be
scared shitless or something.
Yeah,
so
there's
a
reason for that term.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's good. I also have to say another fun thing about this adventure is that it just I can't get it out of my head how much you're like Mark Ruffalo, And so. It's really enjoyable. I enjoy that piece of it. Like, there are times where I actually think it crosses over where I actually think you are Mark Ruffalo,
I've never gotten that before. So it's like, I don't know if it's my presentation or what it is, but we're going to go.
It could
go.
Be maybe I
see it. I
like the Hulk part of it. I just thought maybe that was what you saw, but I don't know. At my old age, I kind of. Yeah, the hard part.
No, I mean,
maybe
yeah, you seem strong. I mean, I don't, absolutely, you seem strong. You seem physically more like the Hulk, and in your personality, more like Bruce Banner. Is that it? David Banner? I don't know.
I think David Banner's a singer.
I am clueless.
But Bruce Banner.
But
no,
David Banner.
She's not a Marvel.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But are you saying, I forget your name now again. I'm sorry, co-host person, woman.
Nikki,
I'm sorry.
Nikki.
I'm Andy too.
We'll take that part out.
Yes.
I'm Andy too.
Full control over that.
yeah.
So Nikki, come on, you don't see the Mark Ruffalo, you don't hear the Mark
I
Ruffalo
see it.
Thing?
No, I see it.
Yeah.
I see it, and some of the mannerisms too.
I get angry.
Right. But you never thought to bring it up. You never said, like, hey, like, do you think he would, like, get mad? Do you think Rob would get mad?
I didn't want it to go to his head.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's true, too. You seem modest to me, but, I know how conceit can happen. It can take hold, You got to keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, overnight.
Got to make sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so back to the episode.
Yeah.
It was an interesting time, you know, just even the fact of, you know, getting you guys over there and being able to talk to you and kind of, you know, give you the lay of the land and figure out what what the game plan was in our time frame. It was fun. You know, I enjoyed myself, and I think that actually comes through on the first two parts that have been released.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. You mean it comes across that you're having fun?
Yeah, like you are too. You know, I think the
yeah,
I think
it was fun.
The back, you can tell you guys have not. That wasn't your first rodeo together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing too, is that Feldman and I always seem to have a blast together. When we do this kind of thing together, you know, we've known each other for a long time now. We're like, I met Feldman in 1986, you know, when, you know, getting ready to go in and read together for Joel Schumacher, you know, and it's like 1986. I mean, you know, that's a long time ago, but we still feel exactly the same. Like we still feel 15, 16 years old when we hang out together.
Right. That's good.
Right? I mean,
I think
know,
we all do as we get older. We still think of ourselves in that manner. It's just like trying to walk and do other things that kind of quickly make you realize that that's not the case when you get out of bed in the morning.
Right. You're like, yeah, not. But by, you know, by 11 o'clock in the morning, I probably feel 16, 17 years old.
I maybe I need to start doing hot yoga.
I think so.
That's probably the answer.
I think that's kind of what I'm getting at. No. Let me start you off. I have a 10.
But it all goes back to.
You know, it's funny.
But you know. Go ahead.
Well, she made it out to a location that offered goat yoga.
Yeah. I didn't know what to think. I had to look it up to see if it was real because I thought the lady was crazy.
It seemed questionable.
But yeah,
it's a big thing,
like evidently.
It's a big thing, really. You do yoga with goats?
Yeah, it was weird looking on the video that I watched. I definitely didn't do it because I was too busy looking for ghosts. But people seem to enjoy it and it has a big following. I had no idea.
Like you said,
yeah.
I'm looking for ghosts. Okay. And they're like, well, they're goats. Is that, how about goats?
Yeah, it was just, I just don't know. It was just weird to me. I mean, like, you know, made hot yoga seem like something I should just do every day rather than having a goat to do yoga.
Well, if you do hot
yoga. Oh, Lord, that would probably smell bad.
You know, the best of both worlds. Combined
is not bad.
It's got to smell. I just don't know how that goes. Yeah.
That
would be okay.
It doesn't smell great in the room, but it would smell significantly worse with goats in there, I think.
Right.
It has set up for a disaster.
Yeah, I think it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Well, it's funny. So we're actually coming live from an extremely haunted location that we're gonna have to invite you out to.
You have to see the
really?
Station.
You got to do that right now.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're gonna get the owner. You want
really?
To say hi to the owner? You have to say yes.
Yeah,
we gotta put you on the spot.
Right. Exactly. No, I don't. I don't feel like it.
Nope.
Yeah, hello. Are you hearing me?
Clear.
The order?
Yeah, I'm clear. Yeah,
it
going? Clear. It's going great.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so this is your spot. You own this haunted spot.
Yeah, I was living in Los Angeles, and a hotel turned up on eBay that they're about to tear down if somebody didn't buy it. And I relocated and found myself in a little coal mining town in Pennsylvania the following week. And well, I had no idea that it was haunted. So these guys
that's
found
wild.
Us, and here
that's
they are.
Great. So is it a hotel?
It's been a private home for 20 years. We just opened it up to the public again.
Wow, cool.
It's called the Grand
great.
Midway Hotel.
I don't know if you
Grand
heard it. Grand Midway Hotel. Yeah, if you want to look it up. It's pretty awesome. We've gotten some crazy.
Midway between.
It is midway between two things. This is a coal mining town, and the park in the middle of town, which we're on, it's like our front yard. It's called the Midway, and that's midway between I think the coal mines and the bosses' places.
Oh, I see.
There's like 15 miles of 14 miles of tunnels underground beneath the building, like a beehive of underground tunnels.
Wow. Oh my God. That must be really cool. And
yeah,
have you been through the tunnels, or is that
no,
safe?
No, they're coal mines, and a lot of them are dangerous.
Right.
Some don't even have air.
Right. Yeah, you're gonna need air.
Yeah.
And you know, we came out last night. We started our investigation about midnight our time, and we got a bunch of great footage and some crazy activity, disembodied voices, which are not easy to come by, capturing on camera.
Really?
And not just, like the spirit box that we ran at the Farnsworth, that's, we use that a lot, and it's a lot, it's a good piece of equipment, but very rarely do you get where it's just a voice captured that you do not hear, but it's captured on your audio or video source. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got last night. So it was pretty cool.
Wow. That is cool. I look forward to going on one with you guys where I'm, can actually focus on it. And because I got all kinds of questions about this equipment and, because I think that like the stuff you're talking about is cool, but I feel like I don't know enough about it to know, you've explained it, but why does it, why does it register this way? If there's a spirit, how does that work? I want to ask all kinds of questions about that. And, I think this time, that's what was such a bummer about this time when we did it, that I couldn't, it was like I set this up here and, not exactly set it up, but I got Feldman involved and, we were doing it and then it was like, I just couldn't have as much involvement as I wanted and really understand, hear the ghost.
Mm-hmm. Well, we welcome you anytime that you have time. We would love to do it again. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I think it was a good experience. I think it's probably got your feet wet in what we do. And, we want to bring you out to more locations. So if there's anything that you could take away from the putting together that four-part episode, what would you say it was? Was there any, the quest to find more answers or?
Yeah, so this is what I think. I think, number one, I would like to understand a little bit more how the equipment works, and so I can understand, in that moment, what's happening and the significance of that. And if I can do that, then also getting a chance to really go out and then just listen and see and think about things and think about responses. And, I think that'll be really cool. Seems like some of the fun of it is what does it all mean and who could this person be and who could that voice be coming from? I'm excited for all that stuff.
Definitely.
Well, we actually have another guest.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, are you there?
Oh, yeah?
Corey, I think we have Corey on the line.
Corey Feldman.
I that's what I heard. That's what, if you heard the ding on my phone, that's what it was about.
I didn't hear the ding, but I believe.
Well, then you didn't. It did happen.
Ding, huh? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, ding. It was a ding.
I made a ding.
Well, that's exciting if my frog bro is on the line. But, I can pretend.
He's live, so whenever he might want to pipe back over or something. Hope he chimes in. Yeah.
So continue with your story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my story was what I want from the new next ghost hunting adventure.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but also I want to know so for me, it's fascinating in a lot of ways that, I'm clearly a novice at this, or even greater than not enough. But for you guys, why do you do it? Why did you get into it? And what's the buzz for you? There must be that one moment you really want to happen when you're on a ghost hunt.
Yeah, I think, there definitely is. I've been doing it since I was in college. I had some experiences in college that left me kind of searching for answers. And I think that's the thing. you know, in our genre, a lot of times there's more, well, it's either someone's past, you know, like a lot of people get in it because they had a loved one who's passed. We find that all the time.
Right.
But me, it was just a general curiosity for what was happening around me. And I noticed that, you know, it really drew my attention. I was interested in it when I was with a group of people that everyone else ran but me. And I wanted to figure out the source of what was happening. And, and that's kind of how I got started. And I think that's how I approach every investigation, or how we approach every investigation, is just to see what we can get and move forward. It's not like, you know, so when we go to a building, you have the claims, but it's not like we're out. We use that to our advantage, obviously, but it's not like we go strictly just to verify the claims of other people, because you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, cool. Like, to be thrown against the wall and, like,
I'm so down.
Be levitating and all that would be, like, the ultimate, but I don't think that actually happens.
I'm
like,
down.
That much.
Sure.
Down.
We haven't seen it.
But I'm ready.
Yeah, like, if, yeah, for that, you mean to have the full levitation, that would be awesome, I think. But,
I know. I cannot wait. I hope it happens to
you. It comes close a lot of times when I say something that I think
when
is funny.
Yeah, but that's natural. That's not paranormal.
See, I've never seen like her eyes turn red and smoke come out of her ears, but
might happen.
That's more just like her personality, not like paranormal.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you've seen it in just day-to-day life, of course.
Yeah. So we have Corey on live, but I think he might have us muted. So hopefully when he comes back, we indicated that he's ready to go. So
yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so Nikki, what about you? What's your what's the like thing you, or like what's something that's happened where you have your, you know, neck hairs stand on end or whatever?
I've had a lot of things happen that were pretty friggin' amazing. I mean, I've never been scared. I just think that everything I've experienced has made me want to experience even more. I grew up in a haunted house, which is kind of what got me into it in the first place. So I guess I've been kind of involved with the paranormal since I was like 3, because I saw people who my mom said wasn't there, and she's like, you're freaking crazy. And I told her, no, I'm not. I tell you what I see. And I was like using tape, like scotch tape over top of drawers and like flour and anything I could get my hands on, and driving my parents crazy. Yeah, they hated me for that. But my validation came when my mom actually saw the woman that I had been seeing. And she apologized for calling me crazy, so it felt really good. So kind of my goal was like going in. Yeah, definitely. That never happens, you know. So my goal was like going to move in with people who are experiencing paranormal activity and documenting.
Hello?
Like, more. Hi.
Sounds like Corey.
We have Corey Feldman. Corey, how are you?
Hey, good. Is everybody there? Hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
I think we're all
you
here.
Hear me, Corey? I mean, when I say
brother,
I'm Jameson.
My brother in Frog.
Yes, Brother Frog.
Brother Frog. My brother in Frog. My brother in
How's
Frog.
How's it going?
It's going about every 5 minutes from what I can see. People are loving the show, so they're just constantly clicking on it. At least one person every 5 hours is watching the show. No, I'm just joking. I can't say it's the biggest rating success we've ever released, but I will say that it's got a growing audience. So that's the exciting thing. And if we had like 10 episodes, I'm pretty certain by the end of the season we'd be killing it on the YouTube game. But you know, for now, I think it's a slow build. It's a slow build, but everybody that sees it has enjoyed it, and I think that's the most important part. So people have been having a great time with it, and you know, it takes people's minds off all the other crazy stuff that's going on in the world. You know, like, let's think about something you know, scary and like Civil War. You know, like, imagine something so ridiculous as that, right? The idea that two parts of our country could actually hate each other so much that they would want to shoot each other. I mean, that's just such
crazy.
An insane idea right now, right?
Crazy. both crazy.
Yeah,
and
it's also kind of
oddly
relevant too, I think. And
yeah.
Well, I'm being a little facetious there, guys. A little bit on the facetious side. Yeah,
a little
very relevant. Cheek
there.
No, I think that is one of the spooky dichotomies yet synchronicities of this whole thing. You know, I heard you guys a little bit talking, and I heard Jameson saying, you know, it was crazy how it all came together so quickly, because, you know, it went from, hey, just being an idea to, yeah, let's really put this together and get it up for everybody to watch. And, you know, in the interim, the truth of the matter is, you know, I don't think we could have even imagined a year ago when we shot this that we would be at a point where the idea of civil war, of, you know, being at odds with our own country, you know, with the idea of not trusting the government to that level, just everything, you know, I guess we could have seen it coming, but to know that, you know, this would come out on the eve of such an important election, you know, not only is this obviously timely for Halloween and the ghostly aspects of that, but I think the political aspects and the poignancy of the fact that it is about, you know, that time period specifically is probably by some greater design, I would have to say.
Now, that's
right,
a great point. I love that you brought that up. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't remember who it was, but someone around the battlefield and stuff was saying at the time, he was like, I just don't understand how Americans were fighting each other, you know, we're actually going against each other, and that was just a year ago, you know.
Right, and that's my point, is like, here we are, and it's, you know, it's never been more realistic or potentially possible than right now, you know, not at least in the last 200 years. So, I mean, this is it's a pretty remarkable time we're all living through, and even those ghosts who can't seem to disappear off the face of the earth, they have to keep reliving through it, apparently. But maybe it's their fault. We'll blame them.
I mean, maybe this is Jenny Wade driving this. You know, it's like, you know, she's got a voice, she's got a perspective, you know? I mean, she was killed.
Yeah, she possessed Trump.
You know?
She possessed Trump to start it all over again.
You know?
That's Jenny Wade.
Jenny Wade.
Damn,
oh,
Jenny.
Jenny Wade. Oh, ain't the game she played. Sorry, I don't know. It reminds me of a Beatles song. Jenny Wade.
Right. I mean, it should
be. Was a girl working at the laundromat. I don't know. Something like that.
I think it's a
Jenny Wade
like,
was a girl
it's
at the laundromat.
It should have been like Jenny Wade, but
happen.
Also like Lovely Rita.
Right.
It's got a little, you know. but
right.
Also, but Jenny Wade does sound like it's like a could be a folk song. There probably is a folk song, right, about Jenny Wade. There must be. Jenny
that dirty thing she played, well, she was a bread maker that was a real dictator, and she really liked her tater tots. No, sorry. Okay.
I mean, you know,
you're
when you got trailed off.
Right now.
I got a little
I think,
silly.
I love it.
No, I think he actually has the ability to release that on our iPods. Our iPad, like, things. Sorry,
yeah,
I
no, that's okay.
So
please get it. Don't. Please don't. Don't release that. Whatever you do.
Like, hey, do you want Corey Feldman sings the Jenny Wade song on your ringtone?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. No, please don't. That's the Jenny Wade song. No, please don't.
This week.
So, have you guys been enjoying it, Rob? Have you been enjoying the show, man?
I have. It was It was a pleasant surprise to see it all come together. I was telling Jameson when he first called in, I was a little bit nervous about his stomach issues and if he had ruined the production or not. And I see he didn't. It actually worked out really well. So
right. A little bit of movie magic, a little bit of producing, and you feel like Jameson was there with us the whole time.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. It never had happened. And I think the best part about it is it wasn't me that had the stomach issue, and then that makes it 10 times better. If it was me and
right,
exactly. Everyone was picking up.
But you know what? And I don't want to give away any spoilers, but I think I might just have to say this. Maybe this is an exclusive right now we're giving out on your show, Rob.
Ooh,
this is very big. Exclusive ghost hunting information. about the OG ghost hunters, but we can now reveal that there is a secret mystery fifth episode. Yes, yes, it's true.
Exciting.
There's a secret mystery fifth episode. So what's going to happen, I do believe, is on Halloween night, Saturday night, there's going to be a double episode premiere.
Wow.
Of the OG Ghost Hunters Real Frog Adventures, which is going to be a two-parter. So you know the part where we go up into the attic? Well, this is the interesting thing. So a lot of people, I don't want to give away what's going to happen, but let's just say we put some of Rob's toys to use. And, you know, we can let everybody be the judge of what we find, but the really interesting part, and you don't even know this yet, Rob, is we did a little of our own ghost hunting detective work, and we found out that there's actually a real reason why spiritually now, a real spiritual connection as to why Jameson was having the tummy troubles in the first place. And it actually connects back to the haunt, and it actually connects to Jenny Wade.
Damn, that's exciting.
You got excited?
I just canceled all of my major Halloween plans to watch that.
You just said
that. You're in the show, and you don't even know the exciting surprise ending that we have in store.
Right.
I
bet you can't even imagine.
It's pretty damn cool. What'd you say, Jimmy?
I can't wait.
I just said I bet you can't even imagine it. Not only do they not know, but I bet they can't even imagine it.
Right, right, right. They have no idea that a mini baby Hitler is about to pop out of Jameson's chest in the last episode. And that takes us right into the
very
sequel.
Disturbing.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just joking. That's not going to
really
happen.
Really sucked in season two.
Right, exactly. So, it'll be just. It'll
you're
be
saying
just
we
like
might need to like change our numbers and everything come Sunday.
It'll be like the end of the Mandalorian.
Going
know,
hiding.
Like baby Yoda pops up, but instead of a baby Yoda, it's a baby Hitler.
Yeah, it's really dark. Really dark.
Can't wait for that.
We're like, no, Jameson, no, you're gonna have.
Yeah, that would be, it would be a very what?
It'd be a short series. It'd be a short-lived phenomenon.
Yeah. It'd be a very small audience. Very, very niche audience.
Well, especially if they were all, you know, Hitler's little fans. I mean, like his
yeah.
little Hitler. Little Hitler's little
yeah.
fans, you know. They all have the same size. Little Hitler. Right.
Extra
all right. Well,
little Hitler's.
That, I guess. Yeah, but
well, no,
yeah,
we're definitely
fans,
going
you know,
to
sitting around with their little.
We're
going to
do our part and push it.
Yeah, I think sounds great. Well, hey, we got a whole season lined up. Let me tell you, wait till we hit the big time. We're going to do wacky things like this all over the world. That's the idea.
I love it. Yeah.
We're talking about, you know, I mean, look, just imagine the real possibilities if we had a budget. And who knows, maybe we could do this ourselves like I did with the documentary. Maybe we could find a way to, you know, set up a streaming service or something so we don't do it through YouTube. But there's always, if there's a will, there's a way. But the point is, wouldn't it be great if we were able to go out and investigate things like, you know, mummies, tombs, or you know,
right.
the Loch Ness Monster, or, you know, Sasquatch, or Area 51, or, you know, I mean, Transylvania, Dracula's Castle. Like, there's so many different places we could go with our expertise and our knowledge to really debunk so much fodder that gets put out there about all of this stuff, and really, you know, drive to the point of what's real and what's not. I think it's a great concept.
Yeah. And
I agree. Yeah.
Gets at the heart of like what's exciting about it and what is true about it. What is something that you can put your finger on that you can hear, you know, versus the stuff that's just hearsay.
Right.
Right.
Like, what can you taste, touch, feel, see? What can we bring into the fourth dimension that we can prove to people as substantial, credible, you know, physical element that we can all say, hey, there it is. That's a piece of evidence. We can say this is real. You know, that's very exciting stuff. And, you know, and equally to debunk it, to say, you know what, we saw this, and guess what? It's nothing more than, you know, milk in a bottle of water. You know, that's not a real fire cloud. That's a milk in a bottle of water. That's what that is. You know what I mean? Like proving, debunking it, showing people this is how the magic trick is created. So I think that's just as valuable. I think it's just as valuable to debunk things that aren't true as it is to show things that may be true.
No, I totally agree. And, you know, that's what we do. Yeah, I mean, right now we're actually coming live from an insanely haunted location. And that's where we have you on our Halloween special. Yeah. And we're at a place called the Grand Midway. And it's a hotel that we checked in late last night, and we've had some just insane activity.
And tell them about the roof.
Really? The roof has the largest Ouija board. It is painted. It's painted.
The world's largest Ouija board. How freaking awesome is
the
that?
Roof here. And we haven't even started to explore some of the stuff that's happening here. It's just really insane. So when you ever need, if you're taking this on the road, we have the location.
Yeah, you have to come here. It's amazing.
Oh,
I'm to come
sure.
To.
Yeah, you guys should hook us up with some of the scariest on. Hey, you know, I shot a movie actually about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago in a place in Pennsylvania that's, I guess, supposed to be like the number one most haunted location in all of the Northeast. And we shot the movie is called 6 Degrees of Hell. And it's actually shot in this abandoned hotel, which is like hundreds of years old. It's kind of from the same era, I think, as the Civil War stuff. And it's been built over. It's the craziest place, but it's a hotel that's got like a shell of a house underneath it. So like if you go up into the attic and you look through the floorboards, you can literally see the frame of a house inside the house. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. Like literally a house built on top of a house, but it's a hotel, and they use it every year for haunted Halloween mazes and stuff like that. But they say that it is actually the most haunted place in all of the Northeast. So I would imagine you guys must have visited there at some point already.
You know what? We're located in, like, you know, the Midwest and the East, but we travel all over, and that's the one beauty. And, you know, there's so many of these locations that people don't even know.
Hidden gems
that have crazy activity. You know, just because it's been, has a label on it, you know, that's great. But some of these places that, you know, are under the radar are just insane. And
really,
yeah.
This
one, I guess, is pretty well known, the hotel, especially since they shot a movie there. But, you know, it's like a makeup special effects artist guy that him and his wife are like the ones that manage the hotel, or they either own it or they manage it. So they put on, you know, the whole event every Halloween. But the thing is, you know, the Halloween thing is a Halloween thing, but it's all based on the lore of the fact that the place is visited, you know, year round for, you know, enthusiasts of, you know, ghost hunting and that type of stuff. And the reason why it's haunted is, I guess, there was a bunch of people hung on the front porch. And so, like, people see, like, apparitions of, like, these people hanging from the porch and stuff. It's pretty gruesome.
Wow.
Well, and you know, we're in a coal mining community today. And out in Pennsylvania, there are a lot of those communities. Like, we investigated last year for a special at a location where the owner of the coal mines was such an awful person that when he would owe his workers money, he would just blow up his mind with the workers in it rather than pay them.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So needless to say, that was very interesting and dark.
For sure.
Yeah.
That was a real dark investigation.
Sounds like it.
Right. It makes me think, too, you know, as we're talking about this, that, I mean, I guess it's obvious, but I think that's also another part that is exciting to me about going to these places is that there's often these stories that are something's up with these stories. It's sometimes important history that we, you know, that it's too below the radar to make the history books, but it's an important piece that might illustrate something larger about what was going on.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of exactly what I think, you know, this episode or these episodes that we did of you know, our frog adventures, that's the, you know, kind of like I said, the timeliness of the fact that we're releasing something about the Civil War during a time that's so chaotic, you know, and we're telling the story of this girl, Jenny Wade. We thought we were going to tell, you know, a completely different story. We didn't realize we were going to tell her story at all. And then, you know, and then when we got there, even when we got upstairs, we kept hearing about a little boy named Jeremy, and they thought they got this little boy on tape, you know, and then we find out very certainly in the last episode that it wasn't the little boy at all, but it was in fact Jenny. So, you know, again, it's her story. That's the story that's been forgotten. And she was at some point considered an unsung hero of sorts because she was the martyr, you know. But I don't want to give too much away. We're giving way too much away.
Right.
So I'm going to stop now. Shut up. Stop it.
No, so basically, if everyone wants to, you know, watch those, they will go to your personal YouTube channel, and that's where they can grab those, the final episodes?
That's right. So the way it works is we do a live countdown before the episode starts, and we do, you know, we do these premieres. This is great now on YouTube. They have these premieres that you can set. So we set the premiere, and then, like, what happens is all the fans go there a couple hours early. Jameson, you got to come on this next time because it's lots of fun.
I know. I
you know, you
figure out how to get on there.
Well, you just you go to the YouTube channel early, like, go, like, an hour before the show starts, and then you'll see in the side of the screen there's a little chat thing, and it's scrolling. And so you can just type in the chat room, you know. I think you have to have a YouTube account. You probably have to have a YouTube account. So I don't know if you have one. Okay, yeah.
I do.
You can just jump in. And, you know, and everybody's there. And it's fun because people are cracking jokes. And, you know, and I usually am, you know, saying something stupid and meaningless. And, you know, but we all, you know, we all just mess around before the show. And then what we'll probably do this time, we'll probably, if we actually, I mean, I can't verify this two-episode thing. I think that's what's going to happen, but it's up to the, you know, editor in charge to make sure he can pull it off first. But if it's going to be two episodes, then it would be back-to-back. So first one will be on at 9:30 in your time zone over there in Pennsylvania, and then the next one would be at like 9:45 because they're usually like 10 to 15-minute episodes. So we'll start at like 15 minutes after the first one. Yeah, you get to spend a whole half hour with us. And, of course, you know, I always feel obligated to spend more time with the fans because, you know, it's my channel and stuff. So I'll probably be on, and you know, given the fact that it's not the most exciting Halloween in the history of the world, I'll probably be online, you know, for an hour or so beforehand because, you know, I'll want to go through all the episodes again and rewatch them all filled up to the, you know, the big exciting finale. So I'll need, what, like 45 minutes for the first three episodes and then, you know, that. So, yeah, I'll probably get on at like 8:30.
Awesome. Well, and we'll take and we'll put that countdown. We'll send people to you directly from our page. We'll do a big event thing, too, on like our Facebook page, which is a pretty big platform for us, you know, because we're live paranormal, so do a lot of live investigations, which we're even doing tonight. Mm-hmm. So we'll join in and push all of our traffic so, you know, people will ask you all your thoughts on the paranormal. And, you know, you got a lot of fans out there, so they're pumped up. Everyone's loved it.
Love it. Well, great. Well, I'm glad that this is, you know, raising the awareness for you guys, too. So, you know, hopefully it serves everybody's purpose and, you know, and everybody gets some extra entertainment for Halloween this year and pulls everybody out of the doldrums from all the reality of COVID and elections and everything else we're all worried about. So I think it's great, and I want to thank you guys for the support. And that said, my brother Jameson, much love to you. I will chat with you soon.
And to you.
And Rob,
yeah.
God bless you, and good luck with your adventures tonight. Don't get hurt out there.
Well, next time you want to join Nikki and I, we want you out here with us, so. We can make it happen if you want to do it.
We should definitely set up a sequel for sure. I think we make a good team.
Yeah.
So maybe we can, maybe we can set up another chapter.
I like it.
Sounds good.
All right. Well,
good
have a great rest of your evening. And have a great
we'll
Halloween.
Catch up with you,
and we will talk
thanks
to you soon.
For your help, thanks for your help defining the spiritual world. We appreciate it.
I like
guys,
that.
Exactly.
That's going to be our new slogan.
Wow. Well,
yeah, I was
going to
say
the spiritual world. All right. God bless, guys.
Brilliant.
T-shirts are being printed as we thought.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jameson, we're coming to the end here. We appreciate you doing this, and I think it was a good project.
It was fun.
Yeah, totally.
It was in the making.
It had the potential. It had the potential to get derailed, but we got it back because it was a story in there. It was a story to tell.
Well, I know we were talking about doing it for maybe 4 years up to the actual fact, and then it was kind of interesting that we just ended up in the same place again together. So it was kind of like it was meant to be.
That's
it was
the universe. I think that's Jenny Wade playing her hand.
Jenny Wade had her hand at it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was great to catch up with you guys. Awesome. It's just great that we got involved together with this. And I just feel like it's a lot of fun. I think you guys are awesome.
Yeah. And we feel the same way about
you.
Yeah,
we had so much fun. You guys rock.
So hopefully everyone will check it
awesome.
Out on YouTube. And we filmed at the Farnsworth House Inn in Gettysburg, so check out their website. And
cool.
FarnsworthHouseInn.com.
So that was good.
Awesome.
We will maybe talk to you sometime on Saturday and just shoot you the link of what we got going on to promote you guys.
Yeah, that sounds really good. And I'm gonna try and join this pre-show thing for our for the release on Halloween, and it'll be a big party. We deserve a party. We need a party. We need a Halloween party.
Yes, and whenever we start deciding to go anywhere ever again, this has got to be on the list because this place is the bomb that we're at right now.
Yeah, definitely. Look
yeah, it sounds awesome. Okay, I will.
Awesome.
Cool. I will.
Cool.
We'll talk
all
to
right.
you soon. Thanks again.
Thanks. Take care. Right.
Bye.
Bye,
guys.
Boy, I looked at it down like 40 seconds. 4 minutes.
4:45.